USA Radio News.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and other top U.S. officials are in China this week for talks on trade. Now, just remember, the Trump administration has threatened tariffs on as much as $150 billion worth of Chinese goods to punish China. Mnuchin joined Fox Business and said he is going into these meetings with an open mind.
I'm cautiously optimistic about the meetings. I don't really want to predict what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. We're going to go over there. We're going to have very frank discussions. These are issues that President Trump has been focused on for over the last year, and hopefully we'll make significant progress. We're going there to make progress. That's our objective.
A family spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush will remain hospitalized so he can continue to regain his strength. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones lost 148 points to close the day at 24,163. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Nationwide gasoline prices are now at their highest level since November 2014. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Summer demand is up, the economy is up, and so is the national average for gasoline prices. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
National average this evening, $2.81 a gallon. That's the highest tally since November of 2014, whereas 1 week ago, the national average stood at $2.76. That tally now 44 cents a gallon higher than where we were last year.
Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us prices at the pump only in Florida were down 1 penny on average over the past week.
The NFL draft concluded this weekend, and the NFL's current collective bargaining agreement effectively determines what rookies will earn based on where they were selected in the draft. For instance, the number one pick overall, Baker Mayfield, can expect to sign a contract worth right around $32.5 million for 4 years, with 21.9 of that guaranteed over those 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
After traveling through Mexico for a month under the Trump administration's watchful eye, nearly 200 Central American migrants attempting to seek asylum in the United States were stopped in their tracks when border inspectors said at that crossing the facility did not have enough space to accommodate them. Brandon Judd is the National Border Patrol Council president. He says things were a lot different under President Obama.
For the Obama administration, we just let anybody and everybody. Everybody that came to the ports of entry, we would take them, we would process them, then we would release them under the catch and release program, which of course was the magnet that caused people to come to the United States and make illegal entries. But this time the president has said, no, if you come to the port of entry, it is the United States government's right to tell you, we can't process you right now, come back tomorrow.
More than 500 homes are under a threat from the rapidly expanding tinder fire in Arizona, which exploded from 500 acres to 8,000 acres in the span of a few hours yesterday. Roads were closed and a shelter was set up near Flagstaff, Arizona, where the Red Cross is there lending a hand.
We can put even 200 people. We have two trailers that are set up for this emergency.
The windy conditions will continue today as firefighters fight those fires. The winds are expected to be over 25 miles an hour. And finally, back on this date, in 1945, holed up in a bunker under his headquarters in Berlin, Adolf Hitler committed suicide by swallowing a cyanide capsule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.